This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. This show, as always, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And back with us today, it's been a couple of years, but she is here, Mary Ann Smith. She is the founder of Code Girls United. Mary Ann, welcome back.
Thank you very much. And I'm one of the founders of Code Girls United.
Oh, okay. And who are the other founders?
Liz Bernot, who's a teacher over at Russell Elementary. She's the technology teacher. And Beth Schecker, who is a business consultant, also a former computer science person herself.
And we should probably say hi to your program director as well.
Brenda Ryder is our program director. And we have Katie Dyson, who is our technical administrator.
Well, a lot of things have changed since you were here last. We're thinking 3 or 4 years ago when you got this all started. But before we get to all that and the Code Girls, let's hear about yourself a little bit. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, my background's engineering, and I did a little stint with NASA for frogs in space for the space shuttle. And ended up doing some adjuncting at FECC Computer Science, and really just ended up kind of falling into this idea where are all the women? Where
yeah.
are they?
Yeah.
They're not in the classes. They're not taking computer science courses. So what's happened? You know, not a lot had changed since I was in school.
So. Yeah. So you said computer science was your adjunct position?
Correct.
Okay. How did that go for you?
It was great. I really loved it. It was fun to see the students, and I was kind of a fill-in. It wasn't going to be my career or anything like that. But it was fun and great to deal with the students, especially some of the stuff that we did was focused on gaming, which was fun too.
Well, let's talk about Code Girls. For those who don't know what it is, just briefly for the layman like me, tell us what Code Girls is all about.
Okay, so I'm going to read you our mission statement.
Oh, good.
That's great. Expand the future career opportunities of 4th to 8th grade Montana girls through hands-on experiences in coding, technology, and business, helping to build self-confidence.
Wow, that covers it. So we're talking girls at junior high age?
Right. Most of the programs that we have right now are for 4th to 8th grade girls. We do have a couple of programs that deal with girls that are older, primarily our tribal high school coding program, which is a pilot through the Department of Labor. And that's in Ronan this year. We've got 16 girls working hard down there. And then we also have an advanced program that's an invitation only for some girls that have either aged up or we feel they're competent enough to try something like Python or JavaScript.
So it must be really rewarding to see these young ladies move on. I mean, this is, again, about 4 years ago you started. Move on to a career?
Well, that's the interesting part, is some of the girls that started with us are finally starting to approach college or actually in college. And 80% of the girls that were with us are in STEM degrees, are pursuing STEM degrees right now,
wow.
engineering or computer science. And some of them, frankly, when I found out that they were doing computer science, I was shocked because they weren't exactly the girls that I thought, well, maybe they'll be interested, but I don't know if they'll stay interested. So that's been really interesting. And also 15% are doing business, and then we've got a couple nurses in there too. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So let's talk about growth, because when you started, I know you had a handful of young ladies, and you're telling me now you are all over the state of Montana.
That's right. We started in Sykes' basement.
Wow.
Wait, now,
before you go on, what's in Sykes' basement? I've always wondered.
There's a big, giant room down there that they use for parties,
oh, okay.
and tables and chairs and things like that. I think I can't remember, but I think there might be a little stage too.
Okay.
So it's just a big, giant room, and that's where we started, and we had the girls bringing their own computers, which we soon found was an issue, and it was definitely an issue for girls who didn't have that, the ability or the means to have their own computer.
Right. Well, so how did you get the name Code Girls? Did you come up with that?
Well, we sat down when we formalized, and I'll tell you the story of how we decided to become a nonprofit, which is very odd. But we went to Women Who Wine, and we decided, we had been doing the program for about a year and a half or so, just on our own. This was just what we did. And we were over at Russell Elementary, and we decided we wanted T-shirts for the gals. So we were trying to raise $300. So we walked into this incredibly packed at the DeSoto Grill meeting, and we had never been to a Women Who Wine event before, and it was packed. And what are we doing here? What are we supposed to do? So we made a little presentation about what we did, and we walked out of there with people, hey, you're a nonprofit. You're this. We'll help you get started. And it's just snowballed since then.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Well, you've been listening to the voice of Marianne Smith. She's a co-founder of Code Girls United. And we're going to come back with part two of Focus on the Flathead to talk more. What's coming up? You just had a big fundraiser. We'll talk about that and where it's headed the next couple of years. Thanks for being here, Marianne.
Thank you very much.
This is Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be right back on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grin's Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM, KJJR, and we're back on Focus on the Flathead, and we got to get right back to Marianne Smith. She's a co-founder of Code Girls United, and we've been talking about where you've been for the last few years and how things have expanded. You guys had a fundraiser recently. We talked about that on the air. It was a cornhole tournament. Now, how did that go?
It went great. It was a wonderful family-friendly event where people could bring their kids. We had activities for them to do so that the adults could focus on their cornhole play. We are at the Gateway Community Center now, and that's where we have our space and where we have classes. But we were able to use that great big hallway. So it was really amazing.
So are you 501c3?
Correct.
Okay, so people who are thinking about donating to the Code Girls, you can get tax deductions on this. Let's talk about donations, because it's huge for you guys.
That's right. All of our programs are free, with the exception of summer programs, because we usually do them in coordination or collaboration with a Parks and Rec, and they have their own kind of rules for that sort of thing. But we have 24 programs all over the state. We have an online program. We have hybrid programs. And what we're trying to do is really give girls the opportunity to check things out, see if they like it, see if they like coding. Maybe they like designing. We like to show them the whole picture. So that's why we say we focus on business, because that's a part of what we do too, is there's an entrepreneurial section where they have to create their own app and write their business plan and make a presentation out of it.
Are you still actively involved in teaching as well with the kids?
I am only actively involved with one group, which is our advanced group. And this year they're doing something fun. They're doing Raspberry Pi, Python. It's a little computer. And they're doing Christmas displays for some downtown businesses. Yeah, it's really incredible. And I have great help from a woman named Paula Ferguson, who's from MIT and amazing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I got to ask you about where you see this going in the next. Let's give it 5 years, because you've come a long way in a short time.
It's interesting. We actually had calls from Iowa and Nevada, and we had somebody contact us from Hong Kong recently.
Wow.
About our program. And of course, we're not ready to move that direction yet, but I do think in future years, our focus is on rural and tribal girls. And we focus on girls because that's where the problem is. The problem is not necessarily with boys filling up computer classes right now. And doing it in a way where they can feel passionate about something, they take that passion and then they can use technology to create a solution for a problem that they want to solve.
So if there's a parent or a young lady listening right now, I think that might be for me. How would they get into this?
Well, the first thing to do is we start our programs with the school year. So beginning in the fall, and then we end in at the end of April. In fact, the end of April 29th, we're going to have our Northwest Regional App Challenge. Anybody out there with tech or business background who wants to judge, we're always looking for judges. We have a lot more girls this year, so many more teams. It's an online event, so you don't have to be there in person. You can contact me, m.smith@codegirlsunited.org, and let me know if you want to help, or there's a volunteer section on our website too.
Is that App Challenge a competition?
Yeah, it is. And the girls can form teams, and that's what they do when they're solving these problems, creating these apps. And the teams compete for scholarship prizes. It's $1,000 for third, $2,500 for second, and $5,000 for first place. And we had two little girls from Red Lodge last year who won first place. They're 11 years old, so they split the $5,000 scholarship.
I seem to remember them being in the newspaper.
It's so interesting because the kids are really much more capable than what you think they are. What I really like is seeing them make the presentations, because I don't know about anybody else out there, but for me, getting up and talking in front of a group of people was always terrifying. And I wish that somebody would have given me those skills when I was a kid, where I would be much more comfortable with it. And then it wouldn't have been so terrifying in my 20s and early 30s.
Well, we want to thank you for being here. Before we go, end of the year coming up, donations, sure you need them right now. And if you're looking for something, to give before the end of the year, this is a great organization. So many people and companies involved in this, Parkside Credit Union heavily involved, and so many others. How can we give?
Look on our website. It's codegirlsunited.org, and there's a donate tab right on the top. You can go there and donate what you feel comfortable with. We are always looking for donations, and we're always looking for volunteers, too. If you want to help mentor some girls, we'd love to have you. And actually, if you are a woman out there in technology or business, I'm going to start doing some podcasts of women in Montana that are involved in business and technology. So again, contact me.
You've been hearing Marianne Smith. She's co-founder of Code Girls United. Marianne, thanks for being back with us. Come on back. Give us progress updates when you can. We love having you on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Russ. I appreciate it.
You bet. And Merry Christmas to you as well.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This show brought to you again by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We will see you next weekend on Focus on the Flathead on KJJR.